This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Another hour of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. I'm Scott Hennon. Todd Mitchell is here. He's at the studios of 550 K-Fire and Bismarck Mandan, the legendary
yes.
voice of the Northern Plains. I'm actually on the floor of the Fargo Dome, where the Bison will have their first playoff game this Saturday, as a matter of fact, at that bye week last Saturday. So I'm feeling frisco.
You still have some college eligibility left, don't you? I mean,
yeah, exactly. Yeah, frisky for Frisco. I think it's in our future. We'll have to see. And the UND hockey team is split over the weekend with the Gophers. That was okay. We don't like losing to the Gophers, but we rebounded on Saturday, so that was fun. Kind of a lot going on here, folks. We're going to chat next with Chris Kobach, get an update on the story we first brought you, sort of broke the news on two North Dakota companies filing a reply to the Department of Justice on the OSHA vaccine mandate. Two North Dakota businesses leading this effort. We have an update on it. The Alliance for Free Citizens has taken this on. Along with the America First Legal Defense Fund, and you can find out more, by the way, at AllianceForFreeCitizens.org, AllianceForFreeCitizens.org. Chris Kobach, welcome back, sir. How are you?
Great to be with you. I'm doing well, thanks.
All right, so this is a little bit confusing, as most things involving the federal government are, but a lot of fur flying right now related to legal action against the Biden administration. There is, as I count them, three main legal arguments. One against the OSHA vaccine mandate, which is the one that basically says, hey, if you have 100 more employees, you will, you shall, you must, okay? That's the OSHA one. That's the one where two North Dakota businesses, DTN Staffing, out of Mandan, as well as Miller Insulation and Bismarck, two patriotic North Dakota businesses, have filed. There's also the CMS one. The governor was talking about that last hour. That is the one related to, Center for Medicare, Medicaid, any federal funding that you get, you shall, you will, you must. And then the other one is if you have any federal contracts. And that one is scheduled to have a hearing on December 7th. So update us on, first of all, how we ended up moving from the 8th Circuit to the 6th Circuit Court of Appeals, and what the argument will be before that court, Chris.
Sure. So, we're talking about the OSHA mandate, and I'm representing those two very courageous North Dakota companies who said, yeah, we'll step forward and take on the feds because this is illegal. And we have been moved. We were initially in the 8th Circuit, which is the federal circuit that includes North Dakota. But then because there were multiple lawsuits filed in other circuits as well, federal law provides that there will be a lottery of sorts, a drawing among the various circuits where a lawsuit was filed, and it'll be all of the cases will be consolidated into one, whatever the thing is now, because there were many other witnesses and a few state attorneys general who wanted to stop and get this. There were also a few outside.
Chris, I'm going to stop you there. For some reason, we're having a little trouble hearing you. The cell coverage is
How about now? Is that any better?
That's better. Yeah, yeah. It was just getting a little mishy mash there. Yep.
So there were also suits filed by some unions and some groups on the left that actually wanted the vaccine mandate, but the reason they filed was because they filed in places like the First Circuit and the Ninth Circuit, which are much more activist. They wanted to get them into the lottery. But the good news is that this federal commission that handles the situation, they drew randomly, and the Sixth Circuit was chosen, which is based in Ohio. And that is a pretty good circuit to be in. The majority of judges on that circuit are judges who will adhere to the words of the statute, the words of the Constitution. They're not activists who will, change the meaning of the law as they see fit. So it's a good place to be. And we just filed our reply brief last night. The deadline for that was midnight last night. And the arguments on the federal government side are not very powerful. This is the stage in litigation where you see where you see what the other side is holding in their hand. And their hand is not that good. I was very curious to see what they would say when we pointed out that the ETS standard, the ETS is the emergency temporary standard, the OSHA rule doesn't take into account natural immunity, just ignores it, just assumes that natural immunity doesn't exist for the millions of Americans who've already had COVID. And their answer was, well, natural immunity, sure, it does exist, and yes, it provides protection, but we just don't think it's real consistent. Well, the problem is, neither is the vaccine. We have millions of breakthrough cases. Vaccinations are very inconsistent in the amount of protection they provide. Indeed, a good friend of mine had been vaccinated and just came down with COVID this past week. It, you know, for many, many Americans, the vaccine is virtually useless in terms of stopping COVID. Anyway, if that's their only argument, that it's inconsistent, then I think we're going to prevail in court on that one, because the idea that you would say one type of protection, a vaccine, is inconsistent, and we think we're going to say it's good enough anyway. But because we have some somewhat dubious studies that suggest natural immunity is inconsistent, we're not going to take it into account. That's the kind of decision-making by an agency that can trip them up, because they have to show, in these administrative law cases, they have to show they looked at every option, and they have a very strong reason for saying that the option they chose was the most reasonable, the necessary option, necessary being the key word. So I think they have a weak argument there, and they have a very weak argument on congressional power, federal power in this area. They really don't have an answer to the case of NFIB versus Sebelius. That was the Obamacare case of 2012, when the Supreme Court said you can't use the commerce power to force people who don't want to do something to do something. And that's exactly what we have here. Back then it was to buy health insurance, and here it's to take a vaccine. So I think we've seen the other side's hand, and I think we're going to win this poker game.
Now, the argument on the side of I guess the good guys, if you will, to say government you don't have this power, is mainly that if this is going to happen, it can't just happen by executive order. It can't happen through OSHA. You explained the weakness of their argument. What's the strength of your argument, Chris?
Right. So our argument is actually several arguments. One is standard for the OSHA statute. So the OSHA was created in 1970. And the statute said OSHA can do emergency regulations, but the standard is very high. You can only do them in a truly grave emergency, a truly exigent situation where time is of the essence. And you can only do them if you've analyzed all the options and it's truly necessary. And that's where I was getting with that argument about necessity. Also, the problem is the claimed emergency. You know, OSHA issued this thing at the beginning of November, almost 2 years into the COVID epidemic, and then even Biden, and when he announced it on September 9th, normally when the president announces something, he's got it in his hand. OSHA took another 2 months after that to issue their regulation. So clearly it's not an emergency. You know, we are so far into this this COVID thing that it's no longer an emergency. And we point out that they don't meet the standards there. We point out that even if they did meet the standards, Congress wouldn't have the power to authorize the agency to do this under the commerce power. So that's a constitutional argument. And then we point out that several of the employees at Miller Insulation and at DTN Staffing have very good liberty interests that are violated here. And this is another interesting argument that the federal government really has no good answer for. We point out that, look, if you have a sincerely held religious belief that says you don't want to take this vaccine, you are being forced to choose between taking it or paying $7,000 a year, which is the median cost of providing for your own weekly testing every week to show that you don't have COVID, which is the alternative the OSHA rule gives you. And in America, we don't have to pay to exercise our religious liberties. And the only answer the federal government had, the only answer they had is, well, you haven't shown for sure that businesses won't just pay the cost for them. And in fact, the two North Dakota businesses made that very statement, saying we can't afford to do this. We can't afford to have every single employee who doesn't want to take the vaccine pay for those tests, because you're talking about thousands and thousands of dollars every week to test all of your staff who don't want to take the vaccine. So we have made that showing, and we'll see what the judges do with it. But I think it's a really I'm very hopeful because the Department of Justice has shown us their arguments, and they're not very good.
Chris Kobach with us, the Alliance for Free Citizens. Think about that. We actually need an alliance now for free citizens, but thank gosh we have one to take on the federal overreach that is coming from the Biden administration. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit about what could happen as a result of this case before, in this case now, the Sixth Circuit Court. In other words, do you get a stay? How long do you get a stay for? When will this actually be litigated? Sort of the timeline of the whole thing. So we'll do that when we come back. We're live at the Fargo Dome for the Northern Ag Expo today. Having a blast out here. If you stop by and say hello and go a little step further, say, hey, Scott, I stand for the flag. We're going to flip you one of those great caps from our friends at Red Wing Shoes for ultimate durability. Red Wing Shoes Fargo, bringing you what's on your mind live from the Fargo Dome today. More with the General Counsel for the Alliance for Free Citizens, Chris Kobach, when we continue on What's on Your Mind after this. Brought to you today by PetroServe USA, home cook and grab-and-go convenience. Hot beef sandwich or chicken pot pie sound good? I thought so. Valley City location today. Meatloaf, West Main Avenue, West Fargo.
Come DJ on. Coulter, American Family Insurance. That's my agent. I want him to be yours, too. DJ, tell folks what you're most excited about with this new farm program you have.
Farm operations are set up as entities, a lot of different things going on a farm. We have the ability to insure all of that under one policy. We can customize it to really fit their needs and protect them how they need to be protected.
DJ Coulter, American Family Insurance, 235-6641, djcoulter.com. Now more than ever, it's important to support companies and organizations that share our values. Patriot Mobile not only shares our beliefs, but actually does something about it. America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. And they donate a portion of every dollar to organizations that fight for causes you care about. Switch to Patriot Mobile now. Get free activation with the code FLAGFAMILY. Switching is easy. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily. patriotmobile.com/flagfamily. Or call 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT.
North Dakotans know a thing or two about energy and the environment. Our electricity rates are some of the lowest in the nation, and we are among only 17 states that meet all federal air quality standards. Coal has always been a big part of our energy success story. As the most resilient source of power, it keeps our electricity affordable and reliable, provides high-quality jobs, and boosts our economy. The coal industry in North Dakota accounts for more than 13,000 good-paying jobs and $5.4 billion in economic impact. Lignite also plays a pivotal role along with oil and gas revenue, providing nearly $1,600 per student to districts across the state. We know that to continue our regional prosperity, we need an all-of-the-above energy strategy that includes coal to make sure our homes and businesses have the electricity they need when they need it. Learn more at www.lignite.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
What's on your mind? A.J. Thompson & Sons, one of our fine sponsors here on the program, indoor air quality experts. That's the bottom line. And you know what? Whether it is COVID or some other virus, you know, the mold that's in the air, incorporating better indoor air quality into your home, into your business, just makes good sense. I mean, there's equipment to remove humidity or add humidity. There's automated control systems to control the interior environment. the air cleaners they use, the range of products they have. See, they've battle-tested all of them. So they're designed to target harmful bacteria, viruses, and mold in the air and save you money because they extend the life of your equipment, making businesses better and healthier places to work. Really, it's a great way to go. They are the indoor air quality experts, and they've been at this since 1908. HATandSons.com is the website to find out more. H.A. Thompson and Sons. Back with more with Chris Kobach, General Counsel for the Alliance for Free Citizens. They are filing now in the Sixth Circuit of the U.S. Court of Appeals because of the lottery of consolidating cases. This one based on the OSHA mandate that just says, by the way, if you have 100 employees or more, you will, you shall, you must, as a condition of employment, have everybody vaccinated. There's separate legislation, not legislation, separate court action, rather, pushing back against the Biden administration on the CMS side for health care facilities, anybody that takes Medicare and Medicaid, as well as on the federal contracts. Let's talk about your lawsuit, Chris, timeline-wise. Are you seeking a stay? If you get one, how long will that last? When will this actually be litigated? Walk us through the timeline here for the OSHA lawsuit.
The lawsuits were all filed, including the North Dakota businesses suit, which I am representing, were all filed in the first 2 weeks of November. Then, I think it was November 17th or 18th, somewhere in there, the lottery was held, and they moved all of the cases and consolidated them into the Sixth Circuit. And the briefing that we just filed on behalf of North Dakota businesses is in support of a stay. So what's happening right now is one of the cases was in the Fifth Circuit, and there the court really acted quickly, surprisingly quickly. The mandate came down on a Friday. The Texas Attorney General filed the suit on a Friday afternoon, the same day. And then the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals, before they even heard from the Justice Department, on Saturday morning, and most courts aren't working on Saturday mornings, they issued a stay until further notice. And so now it's all been moved, and that Fifth Circuit stay is still in effect nationwide. And OSHA responded to that by saying, okay, well, we'll back down. We'll temporarily suspend our regulation. But now it's in front of the Sixth Circuit, and we're asking the Sixth Circuit to issue a stay that lasts all the way through the end of any judicial action on this case. So as long as the court, as long as it's still in the courts, this thing is on the ice. And so that's what we're asking for. And then, of course, when we are actually making the case about why the OSHA mandate is illegal and unconstitutional, we'll be asking for a permanent stay. And so will the other entities in the case. So I think it's, in timeline-wise, a lot of briefing will occur and conclude in December. I would hope the court, they haven't set a date yet, but I would hope the court would hear live oral arguments from the attorneys in January, and hopefully by the end of January we might have a decision on this, a long-term decision. And then, of course, I anticipate we're going to win, and if we do, I think the Biden administration will probably appeal to the Supreme Court, but I'm cautiously optimistic we're going to win there too. And you know, just looking, stepping back and looking at the whole landscape here, we're in a good position. We've got a temporary stay in place already on the OSHA mandate for all employers with 100 employees or more. We just had that victory in the court in St. Louis, the Eastern District of Missouri. It's not nationwide yet, but it does include the entire the Eighth Circuit, including North Dakota, on the mandate for all entities that receive Medicaid and Medicare dollars. And then we've got the other lawsuit you mentioned against the Biden mandate on federal contractors. So it's hard to keep track. Basically, Biden used every tool at his disposal, everything they could think of. Well, we could mandate federal contractors, we could mandate through OSHA, we could mandate through companies that, or entities that receive Medicaid, Medicare money. And so he's got basically three different mandates, and so far, we're looking good, I think. I'm cautiously optimistic also on the federal contractors. Now, our suit is not involved in that one, but they've got some very strong arguments too. And, you know, hopefully, God willing, we'll have all three of Biden's mandates stayed and hopefully ultimately defeated in court. So things are looking good. There's been a lot of good news in the last few weeks.
And the temporary stay on the OSHA rule right now is what you have before the Sixth Circuit to make that a permanent stay.
Yeah.
What kind of a timeline do they have on the temporary stay?
Well, right now, the stay that's in place was actually issued by the Fifth Circuit. So this we'll see the Sixth Circuit's ruling fairly soon on whether they will at least extend the stay through the end of litigation in the Sixth Circuit, which should be about probably 2 or 3 months. And then during that litigation, all of us on the good guy side will be asking for a permanent stay or a permanent injunction, ending the OSHA mandate, killing it once and for all. So that's the timeline. But I think I just feel looking at the weakness of the Department of Justice arguments, I think we're going to win this thing. I thought they might have.
Governor Burgum was on with us last hour. He thought legally the weakest argument was the one related to any business that has federal contracts. Do you agree with that assessment, that this next one that there's not been a decision on, which is, I believe, coming up for a hearing December 7th, is the weakest of all of the Biden administration's overreach here?
I think I disagree a little bit. They're all weak. I think the weakest one is actually the OSHA mandate, because with OSHA, the federal government is relying on the commerce power, and we've got such strong precedents in the past that you can't, neither Congress nor a federal agency can use the commerce power of Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution to force people to do something they don't want to do. I mean, literally, the precedent from the Obamacare case says in almost those exact words, you can't force people to do what they don't want to do by using the commerce power. So I think that's the strongest one. But I do think we're in a good position. You know, our side is in a good position on the federal contractors one, too. They're using the spending power. The spending power in the Constitution is a little bit broader than the commerce power, but I think at the end of the day, we're still going to win.
I only have a minute left, Chris, but what advice would you have to businesses right now that are seeing this and you know, trying to decide what they do? What should they do with the way these things are shaking out right now? What advice would you give them?
I would say, looking at how things are shaking out, do not feel obliged to obey the OSHA mandate, because if you're over 100 employees, that one's already been withdrawn, it's already been suspended by OSHA, and it's already stayed by the courts, and I think it's going to remain stayed. So don't you have fear that that one's going to kick in. With respect to if you're a federal contractor, there will be news soon, probably within a week or two, about whether that one is stayed by the courts, enjoined by the courts. And I would not jump to any to enforcing that one either upon your employees, because I think, you know, wait until the courts rule. And with respect to firms that receive Medicaid, Medicare money, that one's already been defeated in court now, and I think it will, you know, likely continue to be defeated as it goes up the appeals. So don't feel like you have to rush to obey the federal government just yet, because the federal government mandates are falling like dominoes in court.
Yeah, they are falling like dominoes in court, and there is a lot of moving parts to it. So just watch this closely, but don't be forced at this point. Let the court action play out. Chris Kobach, appreciate the good work you're doing. Support them, folks. AllianceForFreeCitizens.org, doing good work on our behalf. Thanks, Chris.
At the University of Mary, we are truly military-friendly. Our admissions team has years of real-world military experience. We will support your advancement every step of the way. We offer scholarships, credit for your experience, and ensure you and your family receive all available military benefits. Classes start June 7th. Discover a true military-friendly community at the University of Mary at online.umary.edu/military.
Action Movers is hiring. Warehousemen, movers, packers, drivers, Bismarck, Fargo, Minot. No experience necessary. Part-time, full-time positions available. All you need to do is pass the background check. If you have a Class A CDL, wow, what an opportunity. Never been a better time to join the moving industry. Offering one of the most lucrative compensation plans they've ever had. For employee drivers, owner-operators, local, regional, over-the-road opportunities, including a program to help you become an owner-operator. Find out more at their offices in Bismarck, Fargo, or Minot, or call 566-5532.
Action Movers.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Let me be clear. Any American who wants to come home, we will get you home.
President Biden in August. Human Rights Watch in Afghanistan is reporting the Taliban have killed or forcibly disappeared over 100 former members of Afghan security forces that helped U.S. forces in country. Taliban promises of an amnesty with no retributions for all that registered was met with different outcomes. Taliban spokesman Inamullah Samanagani told the New York Times the ruling Afghan group was fully committed to the amnesty and that such killings are on rogue fighters trying to settle old scores. A Texas court has forced the Biden administration to reinstate the Remain in Mexico policy this week. Mexico has yet to sign off on reinstating the program, which could push back its implementation. Well, here's a fun fact. It was warmer in Denver, Colorado Monday afternoon than in most cities in Florida. USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
On What's on Your Mind, live from the Fargo Dome. The Northern Ag Expo is on today and tomorrow. They go till 4:30 today, and then tomorrow crank up. There's pesticide recertification registration that starts at 7:30. The show opens at 8:30 tomorrow, and they go until 3:30. But they have good sessions coming up right now. There's actually Randy Martinson from Martinson Ag Risk Management, and Dr. Fran Olson from NDSU are going to do a corn market outlook with Dr. Chad Hart from Iowa State, and wheat, soybean, and corn market outlook, actually. Future seed trades, too, for corn and soybeans from the Bear Crop Science folks. And then at 1 o'clock, ag policy, with conversation with Congressman Colin Peterson, who's, of course, now a former member of the House of Representatives, but one time chair of the House Ag Committee. And Colin has a vast bit of knowledge when it comes to ag policy, that's for sure. So that'll be a good conversation at 1 this afternoon. Carbon credit program considerations at 2:30 today. What's happening with fertilizer as well, a market outlook there. So as you can see, a lot of great things. And on the floor, you've got an A to Z list of all kinds of folks here at the Fargo Dome, including our good friend DJ Coulter from American Family Insurance, who joins us in the booth. Hello, DJ. How are you?
Thanks for having me, buddy.
Good to see you. And I know that you have a lot of clients that are farmers and ranchers and good old producers, so a good chance for you to interact with them and tell other folks that might be a good time to review their policies here, I guess, huh?
Yeah, I kind of got backed into this years back because Gary Knutson, he's the head of this association.
Yeah.
He's a good client of mine.
Good
farmer.
Guy.
He's a great guy.
Great
one
guy.
Of the, good
he's
dudes you're going to meet out there.
A long time.
Yeah, I don't know if you had been teasing him. He's a celebrity, him and his wife. They're just sweet people, and this is his last one. You know, he's trying to retire. He's 78 years old, and his wife says, you're coming with me someplace warm. she's so worried because he's a natural farm rancher, so he can't sit still.
Yeah.
So he's got his place he rents out, and he's just a great guy. And, you know, he's always bugged me about, DJ, you got to have a booth in my show, and I've kind of... When I first did it was just, okay, Gary, quit bugging me. And now it's been really neat because I connect with a lot of people, both, you know, from the region. And I need to know kind of a pulse of what's going on. You know, in the last few weeks, Scotty, I've been really neat. I had some client appreciation up in our rugby can-do offices, talked to farmers up there. I was actually out hunting in western North Dakota, eastern Montana. I was in Brainerd Baxter this weekend quickly and talked to a few farmers. And it's been it's interesting to get everyone's feedback, what's going on. There's a lot of mixed, you know, the commodity prices are solid. And, there's been some great crops in certain areas. There are some that, it's amazing up, you know, north central,
even
North Dakota.
Yeah, your turf is obviously in North Dakota. You got quite a range in can-do and rugby that way over to Grand Forks,
yeah,
down
and it's
in the Southern Valley.
Yeah, 20-mile difference.
Yeah.
Some up by certain areas of like can-do had just the rains were, they maybe had just had two rains. But it was when it needed and was perfect, and some had really good crop areas. They were so scared. Then you go west 20 miles, and it's drought. you know, and when I was out in western North Dakota, eastern Montana, oof, it's scary. So, I mean, it's bad.
Yeah, no, it was one of those years. And, of course, record drought, oh, awful. Fortunately, the forecast looks a little better going into next year, and we're supposed to have more than average snow. But every year is an adventure for those growers. Yeah. Enormous amount of risk. You know, I don't think those of us that appreciate a good meal have any kind of an understanding of the level of risk that these producers take to feed the world. It's phenomenal. Yeah. It really is. And it takes a special stock of person that can handle that risk year in and year out, that's for sure. And you insure a lot of them.
We try. I mean, really, I love insuring farms because they're so unique, and every farm's different, Scott. It's so different. And you hear these stories of generational farmers, and you know, then you have some of the younger guys who somehow worked their way in. And so there's all these different stories, whether it's been, you know, a family farm forever or someone that worked so hard and just grew, you know, small to just added on and really grown their operation. You know, I think the talk is they're all just corporate farms. There's a lot of them, and that's growing. But there's still some small farms out there that are hanging in there. And I love being around those clients.
When you start a conversation with a producer, what are kind of the just low-hanging fruit questions you ask to get a sense of, you know, how they're mitigating their risk and what they have?
I think whether it's a small business owner or farm, I always ask, what keeps you up at night? And that kind of goes into when I look over, if I don't currently have them insured, I just want to see their declaration pages to just kind of look over, see if I see any major. What I've learned with farms is the first time you show them something that maybe they didn't realize, they get mad. You show a couple gaps and things that, you know, they thought they had for coverages, then that grabs their attention, because they can take so much risk on, and some they're going to have to pay for an insurance company to you know, take on some of that risk for them. So that's what I've learned over the years, is I think the farms from 10, 15, 20, you know, a lot of that, they didn't need to be as thorough as they do now, Scott, because a farm policy isn't as simple as it used to be. It's gotten, I don't know if the word's complicated, but it's gotten where it needs to be really gone through all the areas, whether it's their buildings, whether they're outbuildings, whether it's their machinery, whether just, you know, if they have any type of cattle, if they have, you know, just the liability in their land, just all the little things that we don't think of, where it's spraying, you know, with all the commercial spraying and you're spraying, and what if you're, you know, your spray and gets on someone else's land and kills their crop? The liability to that, a lot of little things like that, that, you know, that world has changed. Obviously, it's big money now, right? It probably always has been, but we see it more and more with social media, and, you know, things are more out there.
You have taught me to be very aware of overall liability, and that's where the umbrella policy comes in a little bit. And it seems like every time you and I review our family, we say, wow, we're, you know, really, in today's day and age, we're a little low on the umbrella side. Talk about that, just the, you know, how American Family does those umbrella protections.
Yeah, I'll just tell you a story that maybe people can relate to, is that when years back, there was a farmer in South Dakota. One of my buddies was his agent, and for years, you know, was encouraging him to make sure he had enough umbrella coverage, because everyone always asks, well, how much should I have? And you know, you don't have to make that very complicated. You can just add up your assets, what's your land, what's your buildings, what's your machinery, what you have in the bank, subtract your liabilities, who you owe what, and that's probably what you need. A great example, and this is a sad, sad story, is that my buddy was trying to help a client, you know, say, you need to increase your umbrella. And when he added everything up, it was, you know, $12 million, and they only had $5 million. And he came up to a four-way stop in a sprayer, and he hit someone. It was a really bad deal. And they sued for the whole $12 million. And, you know, all we could help cover was the first five. The last seven was we couldn't help anymore.
You're losing the farm at that point.
Yeah, and that's where it gets so helpless of, you know, that's, I think if people just can understand that from an insurance perspective, is most of us in the industry just want to make sure you know all your options. You can decide what you want to self-insure. Help us, you know, at least look at what it costs. You know, just get educated. You know, figure that out. I think those days of what is your farm worth? What's your farm operation worth? You need to have an umbrella to cover that. And yeah, it might not be cheap. You know, it might cost thousands of dollars to do that, but what, isn't it worth it?
Yeah, no kidding. You know, often we see an American Family Insurance agent, in your case, agencies through Rugby and Grand Forks and Fargo and Candu, but you're insuring people all over, literally not even all over North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, all over the country, right?
Yeah, and that's where we have all these different type of farm ranch operations. You know, whether it's, I'll give you another example of a claim we had a few years back, and this was on the media news, where we had a guy driving beet truck, you know, for one of our farms, and, you know, someone else T-bowled him and almost killed him. And, you know, there's the liability of just your operations, your driving, you know, your farm auto is a whole, that's another whole animal of that liability there. But yeah, we insure farms all over the nation, obviously mainly, you know, in that North Dakota, Minnesota, South Dakota, that's where a majority of them are. And I can relate to that. You know, I have a farm. I grew up in eastern Montana, very rural. I was just back on the farm, our farm, hunting last weekend and talking to my uncles and cousins and try to keep, you know, what's going on. That they helped me a lot with what's changing in the farm industry. What are they're starting to try to plant new things they never did before. They're looking at this, you know, and it's neat to see my cousins in their 30s come back and start taking over the farm. And they're talking my uncles into, we can't just do this and that like we've been doing the last 30 years. We need to think outside the box. And that's where farming, I think, is changing. And that's why, like, a show like this, I think, is so important for these farmers. You know, and remember, I don't think they had the show last year due to COVID. And Gary was so worried. I remember him coming to my office, like, and, you know, he was so worried, too, of these farm shows, are they done? Are people ever going to see value? Or are we going to, you know, I look around, looks like they filled up the bottom floor in the dome. And when I was setting up yesterday, all these big tractors and everything were rolling in and they were cleaning them all up. And you just see the pride that
these
operations.
It's great to live where we live, isn't it?
Yeah. I'm afraid at times I take it for granted.
I do too.
But this helps you keep everything. Even though we look over and we see a $600,000-$700,000 machine. I mean, but at least now we can, you know, say we appreciate just the people. I mean, you're not going to, when you're talking to these people around here, they're so appreciative. They've been through some ups and downs. Many of these older farmers have been through it where they didn't have some of the government help that they needed at times.
Very true. I also appreciate about you that, you know, you are a good guy. You know, and that in this day and age, when we get out a checkbook and we're, you know, we're looking at that bank statement, see where the deductions are going for the auto pays. I want the dollars going to somebody that shares my values. That is a good, godly person that I can trust in good times and bad. And that's the thing I appreciated about you, DJ. And you know, this day and age, that's important. You know, who are we? Who are we contributing to? Who are we paying?
My wife probably would tell you I care too much to a fault. That's probably one of my biggest.
No such thing. No such thing.
That. But I'd rather go through. You know, I was visiting with a gal last night who might come on my team, and, you know, I just said my biggest weakness when we were kind of interviewing each other, I said my biggest weakness is that I probably give too much. It's hard for me to say no. She goes, I see you everywhere. You're advertising all this and all these kids' deals, and, you know, if that's what you go down, you know, I might not have as much money in the bank at the end of the day, but if I can help a lot of people, it seems like God blesses me tenfold back. So, and I appreciate relationships and friendships, and, you know, Fargo's been really good in Fargo, Grand Forks, all North Dakota, Minnesota, South Dakota, some of the best people. I always say from Billings, Montana to St. Cloud, Minnesota, and down to Nebraska, maybe to Omaha, some of the best there are, Scotty.
They are. Good stock. Good stock. DJ Coulter here at the Fargo Dome. Stop by and see him here, or what's the best number to call your folks?
Oh, just 701-235-6641, djcoulter.com, C-O-L-T-E-R, and people can track us down. But the way the world is, just Google us, and you'll find us, and call me. I give anyone my cell phone. My cell phone, 701-367-9191.
This is Todd. He's a North Dakota farmer and customer of High Plains Apache.
Advance in boom height control and PWM nozzle control systems, everything just gets better every year, and that seems to be what drives guys to trade. You know, we run a couple different GPS systems. Raven stuff is factory installed. We actually do a plug and play with John Deere controls now, too. It's come in handy, and there's a lot of red sprayers on all green farms.
You can find High Plains Apache online at highplainsapache.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming auctions include 3,800 acres of exceptional cropland in Foster and Stutzman counties, 98 acres of highly productive cropland in Pembina County, 480 acres in Montreal County, and 160 acres in McLean County, and farm equipment retirement auctions in Steele and Bowman, North Dakota, and Sioux Falls, South Dakota. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
Bob Worrell. Bob is the president of Lincoln State Bank at Hankinson, North Dakota. Tell me what kind of impact you see Hankinson Renewable playing.
It's been a blessing to our community from a lot of standpoints. As an employer, I believe when the plant opened, they had about 40 to 42 jobs that were created. Today, I think that's closer to about 55 jobs. So we have had employees that are driving from out of town, and one of them in particular just built a new home and has just moved in our new residential development. And that was a young couple that he was commuting here to work and decided to buy a lot, construct a new home, and now his family, his kids will go to school here. And so there's those kind of success stories as a result of that plant being here.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
On your mind, winter around the corner. What's your name? Powered by Schwann, BuickGMC.com. You would be excited about that, wouldn't you? I mean, I know we need snow this year. We need it. We all know, even the people that whine about snow every year are going to go, shut up, we need this stuff. However, you also got to get through it somehow. So maybe a new or ever so slightly used truck or SUV, a great selection of local trades at Schwann Buick GMC. Most cover Schwann's lifetime powertrain warranty. Right now, you can save thousands in interest with some of the lowest finance rates available, payments to fit every budget, and the most money for your trade-in, too. And, oh, you might as well get the heated seats and heated steering wheel. Even Scott Henn's having to admit that these days. Find out more at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
We are at the Fargo Dome. The Northern Ag Expo is happening here. And if you're coming or going to the Fargo Dome for the big show here, might suggest you make a stop at PetroServe USA on your way coming or going. Traveling 94 today. Exit 292, PetroServe USA, hot beef sandwich or chicken pot pie. How about meatloaf, West Main Avenue, West Fargo, lasagna and garlic toast, 12th Avenue and I-29. So if you're traveling 29, you could hit that one easy and then just zoom over to the east to the Fargo Dome. Lasagna and garlic toast today. NP Avenue, tater tot, hot dish, tacos in Yulin. And don't forget, last day of November to get that any size coffee or cappuccino for 49 cents. Or a Nestle 20-pack of water for $2.99, or salt and nut roll, two for a buck. When do you get a candy bar for 50 cents anymore? My gosh, what a way to go. Somebody asked me to repeat DJ Coulter's cell phone number by text here. Happy to do it. How many insurance agents that, like, are the owners of the agency? All right. And in this case, you know, they have Can Do, and they have Rugby, and they have Grand Forks and Fargo and insure folks all across the USA. Hey, here's my cell phone number. You got to love that. 701-367-9194. He said it kind of fast at the end of the segment there. So there you go again. 367-9194. Shoot him a text. Give him a call. Take good care of you. We have been talking about being at the Northern Ag Expo for some time with some wonderful Red Wing shoes, flag caps. And all you have to do is stop by the booth. Chris Berg will be here later today. We'll be back here tomorrow as well. I'll be off tomorrow, by the way, for the funeral of my mother-in-law. Prayer service later today and funeral tomorrow morning at 11. St. Mike's and Grand Forks. So I will not be here. But Chris Berg and Todd and Kevin will be keeping you in good company. And if you stop by our booth, we're going to flip you a Red Wing Shoes flag cap if you just tell us, "I stand for the flag." Thank you to our next guest, Teresa Reimers, for making that happen. How are you, Teresa?
I am wonderful. Thanks for having me here.
Teresa is the owner of the Red Wing Shoes Fargo location. I love Red Wing Shoes. Most people do because the durability is just absolutely incredible. What do most people, what are you most proud of as a Red Wing shoe owner?
I love the quality of our merchandise, and we have our own tannery, so all of the leather, we know how thick of a leather it's going to be, and that's going to hold up to the conditions of any kind of work environment.
It's just durable.
Durable, yes.
And the beloved brand by many who are out there day in and day out.
Yes. Yep.
Want to be safe.
Yep.
And want a boot that's going to last, right?
Exactly.
I love it. You have factories in the U.S. too, which is kind of cool.
We do. We have one in Red Wing, Minnesota. That was our flagship factory. We have one in Missouri, and we just opened one in Arkansas this last year.
Tell me about something new for Red Wing folks might not know about coming in January, the insoles you're doing.
Yeah, so we are partnering with Superfeet Insoles. That'll be coming in January. With that partnership, we'll have some new technology where we can scan your foot in a 3D image and get a really good idea of what you need out of your boot so we can get you in the right style.
We're hearing a lot about supply chain issues. Are you having any of those?
Unfortunately, we are. Our biggest problem right now is getting the materials for the soles of our boots. We do not make those. So to get them shipped in, we are having problems with it. But we do have quite a few different styles in the United States that we are still able to produce. But we did have to cut down our line a little bit.
Now, if folks work for a company that say, hey, you got to have the right kind of footwear, you have discounts.
Yes, we do. So if you stop in, or you can always give us a call, too, at 701-280-1380, and let us know that you want to partner with us. We are more than willing to do a discount for you sending all your employees to get boots from us.
I love it. I love it. And it's more than shoes, too, by the way.
More than boots. More than boots. With our accessories, our inserts, we have great socks. You will never believe that a cotton sock isn't the best thing for your foot. Go with a merino wool. Your feet will stay drier. They won't smell nearly as bad, so your wife at the end of the night isn't going to be complaining about your stinky feet.
My wife loves wool socks, just so you know.
Yeah,
exactly. So that's great. And you're not new to this game at Red Wing. How many years?
No. We've been around for over 100 years.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
And if I come in, you're going to fit it just perfect.
Yes.
You guys are really, really good at that. What's not to love about the safety toe footwear, men's and women's safety toe footwear designed for all-day wear, protective reinforcement engineered in the toe that prevents injury to the foot from, well, what? You can drop an anvil on your foot.
Exactly.
Okay, right?
We have, if a person doesn't really want the heaviness of a steel toe boot, we do have composite toe. We have aluminum. We have the lightest boot in the industry currently, the Exos Lite, which has a great BOA system for lacing, so you don't have to actually tie your boots. It's just a ratchet, pretty much. So convenient, easy, comfortable.
Awesome. Teresa, great to see you. Thanks for being a fine sponsor of ours here for the flight caps. We love it.
Oh, yeah. Awesome. Thank you, guys.
Tell us, I stand for the flag, and we're going to toss you a hat emblazoned with that Red Wing Shoes logo and the flag right there on it. Teresa Reimers, RedWingShoes.com. She's a store owner in Fargo. Thanks for the time today.
Thank you.
And if you don't see them here at the show, they're at 3003 Main Avenue in Fargo. All right, folks. God bless you one and all. Thank you for listening to What's on Your Mind. See you tomorrow right here. Chris Burke.
For years, Peklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you, and we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Peklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
We're Kinder Care in West Fargo talking with Judy, whose mother is here, to find out what kind of experience they've had as a family.
Mother has been here about 4 years. Kinder Care is an answer to our prayers. Here she is part of the family. She's never in her room alone. She's just out with everyone. I can join in on every activity with her. They send me videos of her. I just can't say enough. She's so very well kept here.
Visit KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-3246 for a tour today.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim the credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.